I've taken a bit of time out of the studio to come and catch up again with Alan Howard, who is our urban gardening expert extraordinaire. When we were last speaking, Alan, it was the beginning of spring. This looks very different now. Can you just have a talk us through what we see here?
Well, this is the main growing period of the year now, when we've sort of got through the spring. It wasn't a particularly good spring this year. The rain came on so heavily, it caused quite a lot of disease among the plants. But we've got through that, and now we've got most things growing. So in the garden, we've got an awful lot of climbing beans, French beans. We've got cucumbers. We've got different types of tomatoes. We've got herbs. We've got hot peppers. So in some respects, it has been a good year. It's come quite well this year. It's come better than we expected earlier on.
So ups and downs, I mean, I remember it was a terrible start to summer, but it's sort of got better since then.
Well, June this year was the heaviest rainfall on record in Belgium. So it has been, it was a very difficult start to the year. A lot of people that grew tomatoes lost their tomatoes this year because of that, whereas mine appear to have struggled through reasonably well.
So what does September in the garden have in store for you? What's bubbling away at the moment?
Well, most things are coming to harvest now, obviously. Most of the tomatoes are all going red and coloured. All the peppers are coming in. The beans have been harvesting them for a couple of months now. The main thing, I think, at this point of the year, it's the changeover from the end of summer to the fall. And now's a good time, actually, to be planting salads. So you can have salads up till about Christmas. So it's a peculiar thing, in a way, because salad grows better each side of summer, not in summer. So you want to have a spring salad and you want to have a winter salad. So now at this time what I'm doing is using baskets on the fences, and in each of these I have different herbs growing. I think the main thing for people starting is this thing that I like is the baskets, a hanging basket on the fence. So these ones are about 0.5 metre long, 20 centimetres deep, and in each of them you can grow a different lettuce. The easy one for beginners is to go with radish. You can actually start radish and have a finished crop in about 6 weeks. So that's a great one for anyone who's never tried it before. So just get a packet of radish seed, get yourself a box, fill it with compost, put it in. Keep it moist, the main thing is. A lot of people put seeds in, then forget about them. And of course they won't grow. They need to be kept moist, need to be sprayed and misted. But if you do that, they'll come on fine.
I don't know if you saw the story this week. Delez supermarket, somewhere in Ixelles, started growing vegetables on their roof.
That's right. They've got quite a plan for next year. They're actually going to build a full system. This year I've been visiting quite a number of these projects around Brussels. And it is a fascinating thing to see this coming on. The Brussels city wants to see people becoming more involved in this type of thing.
And then I suppose with the onset of winter, is that a time to maybe start rethinking things and getting things ready for the following year? And have you got any plans? Are you thinking about next year already?
Oh yeah. This year it's the domestic garden. Next year I actually want to do a rooftop. So I'm actually working with some people now looking at different roof systems. And so next year I hope we'll be doing a diary of a rooftop garden and trying to get into that more fully.
Can you just remind us where online your experiences and your tips and your progress?
That would be Diary of a Brussels Kitchen Garden. That's a simple way to... And it's on Facebook as well. We've done very well. In fact, I'm amazed. We've got 1,500 people now following us, all in Brussels. We concentrated just on working with the community in Brussels. And yeah, I'm very impressed by just what interest there is.